You're listening to Mornings with Eric and Bridget, minus Bridget. Jill sitting in for her right here on Moody Radio 89.3.
And joining us right now is author and the executive director of Providence Forum and Outreach of Coral Ridge Ministries Media, Jerry Newcomb. Good morning, Jerry. Great to have you with us on WRMB.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.
We want to talk a little bit about a phrase, city on a hill. All right. But we want to do that in just a moment. Before we go there, Thanksgiving's tomorrow. We have to talk a little Thanksgiving. Tell us maybe a fact or two, one of your favorite facts or two about Thanksgiving that we might not know or have forgotten about.
Well, the actual harvest itself was a beneficiary of prayer. It was an answer to prayer. So the first Thanksgiving was a direct answer to prayer. And here's what I mean. Not only did the pilgrims get to land in the New World, even though they were blown off course, not only did they survive the winter where half their number died, but they planted their crops with the help of their new friends, the Indians, with whom they made a treaty of peace that lasted for more than 50 years through all their lifetimes and so forth. They were very kind to the Indians and vice versa. And here's the bottom line. In the summer, there was a drought, the summer of 1621. And so the pilgrims called for a day of fasting and prayer. And the Indians observed this. And one of the Indians actually said that, wow, this is amazing. God answered their prayers, brought rain, but it wasn't rain so bad like we have after we have our powwows. That's what they said. That ended up killing the crops because there's so much rain and thunder and, you know, lightning and so forth. And so basically they were able to have their crops because God answered their prayers to send rain in the face of a drought. And that was in the summer of 1621. And they gave him thanks for, 3 days as they celebrated the harvest with their new friends, giving thanks to God, breaking together bread. Different cultures, people of different cultures doing that and thanking the Lord.
And we still have that tradition that goes on, and that's what we're celebrating tomorrow. We also want to talk to you about a brand new documentary. It's called A City on a Hill. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. The City on a Hill is the latest installment in a series of films that I've had the privilege to be making, which I call The Foundation of American Liberty series. And the foundation of American liberty is our Judeo-Christian heritage. The first one that came out was The Pilgrims. The second one is called A City on a Hill, and it begins with the settlement of Boston 10 years after the Pilgrims' successful, the settlement in Plymouth. They got a toehold in New England. And the Puritans, who tried to stay in England and work for the purity of the church, they were so persecuted that finally, literally thousands of them decided to uproot and come to the New World, following in the train, really, of the Pilgrims, only they went to a different part of New England, and they created a city, and they called it A City on a Hill, which is, a phrase from Jesus Christ in the Sermon on the Mount. But the idea of it was to be a model Bible Commonwealth, and for the most part, it really, really was. People forget this. They created the city of Boston out of scratch. It was what one of their leaders called an errand into the wilderness. So this documentary, which features comments from Dennis Prager and Peter Lilbeck and Bill Federer and so forth, all kinds of great guests, Marshall Foster, it begins with Boston, and then it shows all these other different settlements in British North America and how Christianity played a role, in a key role, really, in virtually all of them. And then it climaxes with William Penn and his settlement of Pennsylvania, which was the Holy Experiment.
Hmm. How does that phrase "city on a hill" really impact the fabric of our nation, from education to our government to healthcare to religious freedom, the Constitution? I mean, what did that phrase, or how does that phrase really impact our nation?
Well, I think it was really a great metaphor for John Winthrop. He's the one who used that. He actually preached a sermon on board the ship before they even landed in Boston. And the name of that sermon is A Model of Christian Charity. And he said, "For we shall be as a city upon a hill, the eyes of all the world shall be upon us." And frankly, it's just a metaphor of what the nation could be as much as we follow God, as much as we live out, you know, what Jesus has told us to do and obey him, which the Puritans strive to do. And some people might say, oh, yeah, but the Puritans, they had the Salem witchcraft trials, which is true. And it was terrible, and it was ugly, and it was aberrational. And so there were other ways in which they were hypocritical. But for the most part, they created this errand into the wilderness. They created this settlement out of scratch, and it was really phenomenal. In fact, there was one man who visited this place, Boston, and he said, in 7 years, I have not seen. Now imagine this. This is, you know, after decades of the Puritans' settlement there in Boston. In 7 years, I have not heard a curse word. I have not seen a drunkard, and I've not seen a beggar. And he was talking about Boston. I mean, that's amazing. You know, so it was really something that was phenomenal in world history. In fact, there's a great book called A History of the American People by British historian Paul Johnson. And we quote him a couple times in that documentary because he notes how significant this Puritan settlement was. The most important thing about it, it's the same thing with the Pilgrims too, is that the whole idea was built on the biblical concept of covenant, and that became the model for what we have in the United States for our government. The biblical concept of covenant was very simply this: self-rule, the consent of the governed under God. That's the key two phrases there. Self-rule under God is the essence of America, and you have that culminating in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution about 150 years later. But that city on a hill metaphor was an excellent description of what the new nation could be, and in its best parts really is. Ronald Reagan, for example, our 40th president, loved that analogy and quoted it a few times. Some people even think he made it up. He didn't make it up. He even said he's quoting a minister, and of course that minister was quoting Jesus Christ in the Sermon on the Mount.
And as we look at how founding our nation and founding a city on God's word has lifted it up, do you feel like that's still possible? You said what it could be. Could it still be today?
Yes, I think it could. I think America's only real hope is revival, or the other option is ruin. I'm serious. Again, I'll quote Ronald Reagan. He said, America is one nation under God. But if we ever forget that, we'll be one nation gone under. And I think that's absolutely true. And I think we forget God to our detriment as a nation. In fact, Cotton Mather, a great Puritan divine, writing in 1702, he's the source, by the way, of much of the material that we know about the success of Boston and later of Providence, Rhode Island, and of Connecticut, and all these different settlements in New England. He said this. He said, religion begat prosperity, and the daughter hath consumed the mother. And what that means is that because of God and following his word and putting it into practice, we have prospered and succeeded. But unfortunately, in our prosperity and in our success, we have forgotten God. And I think that is American history in one sentence. You know, we have been blessed by God, but we have forgotten him. And we need to get back and remember him. And these aren't just idle words. This is, you know, our future's at stake. In fact, there was a great statement from Abraham Lincoln during the Civil War. He made a proclamation for prayer and fasting. And this was from March of 1863. And he said, we have been blessed like no other nation before us, but we have forgotten God. We have forgotten, you know, the fact that it was through his hand that we've been able to experience all these things. So America needs to remember this. Our rights don't come from the government. The government can only take away those rights. Our rights come from God. And the reason, part of the reason America has succeeded so much relative to other nations, you know, in the history of the world, is because our founders recognized, as John F. Kennedy says at the very end of City on a Hill, we have a quote from him from his inaugural address, that our forebears believed that the rights of man come not from the generous hand of the state, but rather they come from God.
Hmm. You know, as you are talking through this, you mentioned earlier that Boston was, what, 10 years after they started this city of Boston. And so they're getting pretty close to, as through the information I was reading as we were preparing for this, they're getting pretty close to a big anniversary in Boston, 400 years since it started.
Yep.
It might be. I'm not saying this could happen or will happen, but it's possible that it will cause people to start going back and looking at the history and saying, wait a second, we're missing pieces here, aren't we? I mean, they're
very true.
The Puritans are a forgotten piece of history, aren't they?
They're totally forgotten. In fact, I'll just give a quick personal anecdote. And I wrote about this, actually, in one of my columns. And anyway, the column, by the way, is called A City on a Hill. And I talked about how I was in the Boston airport, Logan Airport, about a year ago, and I saw that they were gearing up for that significant milestone, 400 years of Boston come the year of our Lord, 2030. Okay, 400 years. But as I was looking around all their different celebrations of significant things that happened throughout Boston, the one thing I saw that was missing were the Puritans. The only reference they had to the Puritans, and they didn't tie it to the Puritans, was that Harvard was established in 1636. They didn't mention that the Reverend John Harvard started it, that it was started for the purpose of training ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that its first motto was Veritas in Latin, truth for Christ and the church. That was Harvard's motto. By the way, that was its motto even into the early parts of the 20th century. Somewhere in the early 1900s, they cut off the Veritas, truth, from the rest of the phrase, for Christ and the church. But that's what it was founded for. But anyway, so I felt that it was, they were, the influence, the positive influence of the Puritans was conspicuous by its absence in that display, where they were so proud of all these different achievements from Boston through the centuries, including, for example, Mark Zuckerberg went to Harvard, and he started Facebook, and that, you know, obviously that's a significant development and so forth. Then there were all kinds of other things that they highlighted, but nothing about the Puritans. We're really quite unthankful these days. You know, it reminds me. Remember there used to be a comic strip called The Far Side,
right,
by Gary Larson. And I remember one of the comics, it was so good. It showed a dog showing somebody in his living room all kinds of different stuffed things hanging from the wall. You know, like a hunter would have a stuffed head of a bull or something that he shot, or bison or whatever. And so anyway, there was this hand that was stuffed, and it was on a plaque sticking from the middle of the plaque. And the dog is boasting. He said, "And that is the hand that fed me." that's America. You know, religion begat prosperity, and the daughter hath consumed the mother.
Well, Jerry Newcomb, thank you so much for bringing this to the forefront today on this day before Thanksgiving. It's a brand new documentary, City on a Hill. Where can we see that?
You could see many portions of it and figure out, see how to get a copy at providenceforum.org. And the key word to look for, I've tried to always keep it as the first page you see, the Foundation Film Series. And and by the way, one real quick anecdote to all of this, antidote to all of this about forgetting God is giving him thanks, giving him thanks. And we can all do that. We can give God thanks for his many, many blessings, even in going through difficult times. Give thanks in all circumstances, and it will change you. As Dr. Kennedy once preached a whole sermon, he said, thanksgiving, gratitude is the Christian's magic wand. It changes everything we touch. Mm-hmm. So be grateful. Be grateful for all that God has done, and he's done so much.